Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
All right, Horizon, that is cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here at Devil Radio Studios. My name is Rocker. Cool is in the studio right now. Cool is a Madison punk band, and coming up Thursday, October 21st, they're performing at the Backyard in Fitchburg, along with Reality Check, Spread Thin, Parallax, and Cowboy Amazing. In the Devil Studios with us right now are the members of Cool. Cool, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Oh, let me turn your mics on. Say it again.
Yo, hello. What's up, man?
Now, what are your names? I didn't even catch your names when you came in.
My name is Andrew. I play drums.
I'm Luke, and I play guitar and I sing.
Andrew and Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Guitars and drums. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Absolutely.
For those who may not be familiar with Cool, and that's spelled K-U-L-E, briefly tell us the backstory of your band.
Yeah, you can go ahead and start, Luke.
Well, it started as like a side solo project I started during it was like a little bit before COVID, but it was like when I moved to Madison because I was trying to just find a way to gig, and like my band was like my old band was like spread out because everybody moved, and Andrew, who produced that band's first and all the music that band did, he also moved to Madison. He's like an amazing drummer, so he just joined the band, and it snowballed into like an actual band.
Nice. So where did you guys move from to Madison?
So I'm from Beloit.
Yeah, I'm from Janesville.
Yeah.
So, Beloit and Janesville?
Yeah. So the reason that I met Luke was because I was in a band before, and we had played a gig with him. Didn't know who he was. Didn't even know of him. Saw his band. It was super amazing. It was sick. He ended up DMing me on Instagram. I didn't see it for like 6 months or something. And then we ended up
almost a year.
Yeah, and then I produced both of his old band's records, and then we've known each other for like 6-7 years now. So
yeah, we've always made just random music on the side too, because he's like a production wizard, and like I've been recording myself now for like 5 years, and he's like coached me through it. Like he actually went to school for it, and knows what he's doing. I'm just like
relatively speaking.
I'm just like winging it with the songwriting and trying to get better and stuff like that.
Well, now we just heard the song Holographic from your 2020 release. Tell us about that recording.
So basically we do everything remote. We wrote that whole record, Keep Up, Lose Everything. That's our debut record. We wrote that all through COVID. Literally just sent Google Drive folders and files back and forth. We didn't see each other once.
Nope. Not
wow.
For life.
Yeah, we didn't see each other once. So I recorded my drums. He recorded his guitar and vocals at his house. He sent it over. I did all the mixing. He did the recording. I did the recording of my drums. I didn't see his face once.
That's such a common story. And you hear bands that like really up their game technologically during the pandemic
for sure.
To keep recording, to keep playing music.
Yeah, you couldn't really do much else. Like, and like after we dropped that, we kept on writing too. And like, slowed down. I mean, we're about to release a record November 10th, hopefully.
Yeah, November 10th, we're looking for. So that's going to be Lost in Translations, which we have that single out, but that's going to be our new record coming out in November. But we're sitting on like two projects right now.
Yeah, we wrote so much over.
A whole vault full.
Yep.
Well, Kool is performing live on Thursday, October 21st at the Backyard in Fitchburg. Tell me about the show, and you're sharing this bill with several bands.
So Reality Check is actually a really cool hardcore band from Milwaukee. My buddy JJ Kaiser, he runs the JJ's
Bar and Grill. Yeah.
But he also runs shows at the X-Ray in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he always just gets really... really big acts in there, and like it's a big homie, and that's a really, really good hardcore band. And Spread Thin is
he's in there.
No, I don't think he's like an actual member. I think he's just filling in for bass. But it's like a hardcore band, power violence band. It's gonna be a heavy show.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's nice. at a greenhouse in Fitchburg.
Yeah, isn't
we crazy.
Yeah, we played inside the first time there, and it was one of the like coolest like experiences.
Really?
Like, yeah, I mean, it sounded really good. Like, it was a cool environment.
I've seen some pictures now, and it looks like they have a pretty cool stage in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It does look fun.
Out back. Yeah. They have like that whole big field, and it's really nice, run by really good people. My buddy Dallas, who's in the Up and Up, which is a Madison, Wisconsin band. Yeah, they're really good. We played like three or four shows
with them.
Okay,
yeah.
We played a couple shows with them.
We had Dallas in here in the Max and Kevy talking about the shows when they first.
Yeah, he's awesome.
When they first were kind of starting out.
Big homie. Yep.
Yeah, and then the thing about that show is like I hopped off a plane from Tampa and came straight to the show and played it. Literally, isn't that the most rock and roll thing you've heard from us today? yeah, but we played a show at the Rigby last night, and then actually next weekend we have a show in Janesville, too. It's a house show, so we're pretty busy. And then after this one, that Saturday, after the Thursday of the 21st, we're going to be playing in Chicago. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, how's the Rigby? Is that pretty crowded?
Yeah, it was actually pretty crowded. I didn't even know that place like did shows, and apparently upstairs they have like a stage area and stuff. Like,
yeah, they pack it in, huh?
Yeah. It was
the floor starts to shake.
Yeah. Floor is flexing. I thought for sure somebody was gonna come from downstairs was gonna come up and say something to us, but
no.
Thankfully, they didn't. The show went on. It was fun.
Oh, they're cool people there.
Yeah,
that's a great little bar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, and. You're currently working on new material, or you're just working on trying to record the vault of everything you have, right?
Basically trying to like just, I mean, because we were like writing stuff and getting it out super quick. Now we're like, since we've been sitting on stuff, we're like going to try to like
just dial it in.
Yeah, dial it in more and see what like, because we don't want to make like the same sounding records, you know, all the time. Like we want to progress, which I feel like we are. And just,
yeah, if you're comfortable, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So you guys are recording all yourselves, though, not in a studio anywhere? So
I'd love to do that, but it's just, you know.
The price, yeah.
The price, and then, like, who you going to work with.
Once you look that up, it'll make you want to see. You'll start watching production videos.
YouTube is your friend, oh, yeah.
Where can we find cool music and all your show information online?
Yeah, so if you come to our shows, we actually have a QR code, and then you can just scan it with your phone. It takes you to this thing called a Linktree. So we have our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're on TikTok. Luke was telling you a story before we came on air, but Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit had commented on one of our videos.
Yeah.
And
just the flame emoji.
Yeah.
And like when when it was at like 20,000 views and like
now it's at a million.
And it blew up. And like No Sleep Records also commented on it. And I was like, I don't even know what to say.
And hopefully. Because
it's like not our music. It's like a video of us jumping around on stage and like the squeaky shoe sound of like, like it like making fun of the video. So it's like not even our music. So like I'm like, so I don't know how to like.
Where do we go from here?
Like not really cash in on it, but like, you know, get people to listen to our music from
that.
I'm like, all right, now I've gotten the meme clout value out of this. Yeah. I don't know how to translate that into like.
Well, just keep
Spotify.
Making memes.
Yeah.
And, you know, get people to.
I've been trying to like
music.
Slip in our music into the memes, you know. So at least there's a little bit of us. Because I was like, wow, I'd never thought ever in life Fred Durst would
random.
Ever care about or watch a video of me, you know. And it was like his verified. TikTok page.
You know, though, he only did it for the Nookie.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yep, definitely. And honestly, they just dropped a single, and he deleted all the videos that he had on his TikToks. Yeah. I went to go see it, because after they just had a single drop, and I guess he probably like
Dad
deleted
vibes.
Them for, like, I don't know, didn't want that kind of, I don't know, attention to it. But yeah, it was like his legit thing. I was like, this can't be real. I couldn't message him because he didn't follow us. But that was our weird internet stardom.
Yeah.
Sorts. Well, guys, cool. Thanks for taking the time to stop into the Devil Radio Studios to hang out with us on Max and Kevy. We're going to play another song from the 2020 called I Don't Dream. Tell us about this song before I spin it.
Yeah, I Don't Dream. I feel like from my perspective, for Luke writing everything, it's like a self-reflection kind of thing, seeing yourself as like what you think people see you as. A lot of that stuff can translate to when we play it live. A lot of people can relate to this kind of stuff. We write real stuff. So a lot of the stuff that he talks about is what he's going through. This whole record itself, it encapsulates like the COVID times. It encapsulates what's going on up here, and we're translating it out. All the energy that we put on stage, everything like that. So yeah, this song is sick.
This was actually the first song that we released from the record too. And it was like the first song where like I sent the stuff to Andrew, and like, he usually puts like his spin on it, but I feel like this was the first song that like he put like all of his like he like rearranged it and stuff and it was so much better than what like the demo was that I sent to him, and I was like, yup, like this can work, like we can do this, like I like having somebody else, like it's like almost, it's like having another songwriter, like you know, it's a different aspect, you know. And the other people that have joined our band, like my girlfriend Brandy, who plays bass, and then Ian Daly, who plays guitar, is also a songwriter, so we're hoping to get them involved, because we've only been this lineup for like
3 months.
3 months,
and we've played 15 shows.
It's mainly just been me and Andrew doing like the music stuff for all of COVID, because we didn't find it necessary to have a band yet. There's no way to get shows.
I need a performing band.
For sure, but we got that now, and it's been super positive, super
full
fun,
speed ahead,
and it's nice to have like just so many people stoked about being in a band. Everybody's like fresh, like
happy to see music again.
All right,
you can see Cool October 21st at the Backyard in Fitchburg. That's at the Greenhouse Studios there. That's pretty cool. My name is Rocker. This is Max and Kevy, and you're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. Let's hear some more Cool. This is I Don't Dream.
start and no worry. Then all I start and no worry.
I want to be the perfect daughter, but the thought doesn't make you proud. You are tuned in to Radio for the People, Max Inc. Radio.